from Banter Tower. It's Plan Banter! Actually, not live for you guys. You're hearing this still again.
A recording.
Recording, but
this is recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Of the cat.
And, well,
and all the, of Jason's toys.
I was going to say, the entire population of Eternia is watching us live. So.
And a sweet Lego helicopter.
That build-up of that fight was in. Really wasn't like as exciting as you apparently thought it was going to be 3 issues later. I'm your host, Richard.
Hey!
Has he been in LMD the entire time? It's Jason.
That explains so much.
He knows that most young people aren't just, you know, on social media and that's the sum of their character. It's Michael!
This is very true.
It's funny, it's not
true. Oh, it's oh!
Still obsessed with that Lego helicopter. It's Chris.
Yeah, it's definitely Chris. You're gonna give me one of these.
Zoom! Zoom!
Today on the show, Comics Catch Up with Nathan Edmondson's Punisher. Original Sin, number 4. Original Sins, number 1.
And we talk about our dream casting.
Oh yeah, also more about Doctor Strange, the movie, and Doctor Strange, the comic series I wish existed.
Sigh.
Hey everybody, you've heard me talk about it in the last couple of weeks, but please be sure to check out Max Toys and Games. You get a chance to actually come down to Corbin, Kentucky. Say, be sure to let me know about it, and I'll actually come out and visit you. Kind enough to sponsor us on a lot of our comic book endeavors and reviews for the show. You can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For both of them, be sure to look them up. They do have great deals and specials. Once again, Max Toys and Games, a big sponsor of Plan Banter. Be sure to check it out.
You want to do Original Sins first?
Yeah, Original Sins. Boy, guys, I am super sorry, because...
This was a hot mess.
It was not good. It really wasn't.
It was not good.
So is Original Sins just going to be all these little side stories?
Yeah, it's going to be little...
More or less.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
I mean, the next one may be good.
Thing with an anthology thing, is, like, the next one could totally rock it. But I was very disappointed. I didn't realize the Young Avengers thing was, like, the main story, and that it's 5 parts.
Oh.
Because I was not engaged at all. Like, I mean, guys, like... I know that there are fans of the Gillen Young Avengers. I say this as a big Kieran Gillen fan. It did not work for me. But the thing is, like, you have to remember that there's more to the Young Avengers other than that they're superheroes that use smartphones. God damn it. Like, there's something more to these characters other than that they use Twitter and they tweet each other.
No, that's
like, there's more to young
they
people
young.
Than that, and I say that as, like, you know, someone who's worked around people, like, younger than him forever and people older than him. Yes, there is a generation gap. No, it is not as drastic as, like, they have no personality except their electronic devices. Honestly, I think that is a problem with people older than us. Flim Flam Man. That's the Irvin Kershner movie. Yes, okay. Had no number in it. I'm sorry. Anyway, like, there's more to these characters other than that they have alternative lifestyle choices and use social media.
Yeah.
And that is the summation of how these characters are presented. And I don't... Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming Ryan Q. North, the writer guy, for it. He writes the Adventure Time comic, which is interesting.
Yes.
I don't know what the premise is here. We have no hint of what the mystery is, but it doesn't, like, oh, the Hood knows what their secret is, so he's going to make them work for him. Like, nobody cares about the Hood. He's, like, a major bad guy in New Avengers forever.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
for
I
a
mean,
while there, Dormammu
no
was appearing more frequently than Doctor Strange simply by him being connected to the Hood.
Yeah, Richard's right. No one cares about the Hood. Seriously.
I mean, he's an interesting character, but, you know, it's...
At the same time, he's got a ticking clock, and you'd think that clock would have, you know, rung up to zero by now. But, you know, like, I don't know. I'm curious to know what the Hood's secret is. I'm curious to know what the kids' secrets are. That's why, you know, like, whatever. The Deathlock story...
Get to that. The Deathlock story
didn't really
so
do it
bad.
For me either, just because
it was just there.
Oh, it was just
it
so
was
boring.
There. The secret was that there is a Deathlock, I guess. And, like, a guy who we had no connection to learned about it, so now we know, and then he died, and that's the story. Like,
cool.
I almost had too much of a tie into the TV show.
Well, no,
that new design is it's not the TV show costume, but it is more in line because, like, you can actually tell Deathlok is, like, meant to be a black dude. Is
Deathlok on the show?
I'm just kidding. As opposed to, like, you know, like, how Luther Manning and, oh, gosh. Who is the other Deathlok? Michael Collins. Michael Collins is Deathlok, too. Like, they're both black guys, but their skin's gray, so you can't tell because they're supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
Like, their corpse is literally with, like, a computer installed in it that's keeping them, like, running. They're reanimated.
But on this, he's sort of like a Manchurian candidate type.
Yeah. And he looks like Bishop.
Yeah.
What like, the scar thing they did, I was like, that looks like Bishop's M.
What was the other story?
It was the one-page lockjaw gag thing, okay. Which I'm disappointed in, because I didn't know it was just going to be, like, you know. I was like, oh, I wonder what lockjaw saw in the Inhuman Royal Family that's really fucked up. It's going to be bone. Awesome. And then it's just like, lockjaw left the bone on the moon.
Yep, cute.
It was a page thing. It was like,
all right.
Relog!
Let's move on. There's not much.
It's the stupidest thing.
I mean, hey, like... I don't know, that's a trade weight thing. And even then, like, there might be stories in the future issues that are really good. I'm looking forward to this J. Jonah Jameson thing. I hope it's not just a page story.
Yeah. I don't think it will be. I think they'll...
I mean, I would be fine with this being a $4.99 book, like Original Sin is, and having 10 extra pages so they could tell three complete stories as opposed to one complete story, one part of another story, and a gang page.
Yeah.
Original Sin.
Original Sin number 4.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that Jason Aaron did not keep us in the dark too long.
Whatever. Original Sin.
Like he's not angry all the time.
I've heard a few reviews of this that were actually really negative because they're saying that essentially nothing in the book has happened now that the eye went off and we've had two issues like of basically sitting in the same place.
I disagree 100%.
Too.
I mean, the gang's back together.
We're no closer to solving the mystery of who killed the Watcher, but at the same time, guys, that's going to be like the last third of the story.
Yeah, well, and I was getting ready to say, I mean, this is halfway through.
You know, like, I think the book's moving really quick.
I do, too. Well, that's what I was saying, because, okay, Bucky kills Nick Fury at the end of issue 3.
Spoiler. Which everyone said it was an LMD, and it turned out to be an LMD.
Right. And they don't, he doesn't beat her. I really appreciated that he didn't leave that for book 7 or book 8 to be the reveal.
Yeah, the reveal in book 7 and book 8 is all about how he's
and
there.
He also sort of...
Filthy secret invasion.
He also sort of vindicates Bucky in the same issue... Because at the very end of book 3, you're like, what the hell? Bucky's gone insane. And now he's like, not...
I'm curious how Bucky knew that in particular was. But at the same time, I don't know. There's like a debate about the last page reveal, which, spoilers, Nick Fury's alive. He's super old. Surrounded by LMDs. He has a base on the moon.
Yep.
Or not the moon. A space base.
Space base.
He's living on the base from space 1999.
Yes. Space base. Space.
Here's my thing with that.
Nick in space.
I still think he's going to be the new Watcher.
I mean,
I think he's a new Deathlok, replacing Michael Collins.
Dude, Michael Collins has been replaced.
Played by Liam Neeson.
I will also, say, I'm going to go ahead and tell what's his name, Scott Derrickson. What's his name?
Scott Derrickson.
Yeah. Go ahead and put the Punisher in the Doctor Strange movie.
I do really.
Because the Punisher and Doctor Strange team up is the greatest thing ever.
I do like their relationship. I think it's actually.
I want an astonishing Doctor Strange Punisher team up.
I just want a fucking Doctor Strange book.
Well,
God,
that would
it.
Be nice.
Oh, that's what Karen Gillan's going to do next.
I would flip my shit.
I bet so, because we were just talking about, like, what's he going to do after Iron Man here, and that probably
because we were
like
also talking about, because the last issue of Iron Man obviously came out this week,
Before
we did the Iron Man Hulk, and it was issue 28, and these other comics that came out around the same time, like Uncanny X-Men, and what was the other one we said, are like issue 22 and 23.
Well, he apparently had his shit together, knew what he wanted.
Well,
the,
I remember,
story
so
he wanted.
You're capped at 31, and it's already like, you know, but they also have like a quicker publishing schedule than other books.
But that'd be cool if he did a Doctor Strange.
I'd be thrilled. I'm terrified it's going to be Fraction. But at the same time, like, I don't think Fraction can take
He's not
going to
write any more books at the moment.
Dude, I think he worked himself sick.
I think so.
He did. He's pretty bad off right now.
I mean, I don't know.
You can, I mean, that's definitely something you can do.
But I enjoyed this book. Again, Original Sin, it's an event book. It's building up. I am more and more intrigued.
It's enjoyable. I like that it's wacky.
Mm-hmm. And I am more and more intrigued each issue with what is going, what the big...
it's a good mystery.
It is. Like, what is going to happen? Because
Rocket Raccoon annoyed me.
Yeah, the moment between Rocket Raccoon and Punisher, I know it was meant to be funny, but it didn't work for me. However, everyone fighting and Doctor Strange and Ant-Man being like, are we going to get in on this? And Doctor Strange is like, no.
and he's like, Space Ants, go away.
So we're going to do I
like that Doctor Strange doesn't give a shit. He's like, I don't have time for this.
The part where... Cancel the Space Ants.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was great. It was fantastic.
The part, though, where Bucky was given the Punisher shit was good, though.
That moment was amazing.
He says, I'm not afraid of someone who can't even defend his own family.
Yeah.
He can't even protect his own children.
Yeah.
Bucky just dropped the mic.
Yeah, that was...
Damn! Like, how did Frank Castle not put a bullet in his head right then?
I really... Jason Aaron has a really fun grasp on a lot of these characters' voices. Like, Black Panther...
He goes like, the Punisher, talk like this!
Black Panther and Gamora were fun, too. Like, his... they're like, how do you know where we're going? He's like, I don't. Like, Black Panther's just being coy as fuck the entire thing. Because he knows more. But
I like that Emma can't read his mind.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I love that.
Which James made the point that he thought she couldn't read minds, but they kind of made... I'm assuming that going forward, every book labeled with Original Sin is taking place in that book's, like, present. And there's a thing in Uncanny X-Men number 2 that, like, you know, they talk about that. About her telepathy.
Yes.
So she should be able to, maybe. I don't know.
Well, and after Uncanny this week, too.
Mm-hmm. Which, that was neat.
Oh, yeah.
Hope everyone remembers those.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great.
Did you read the new Uncanny yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny that we're all Korean.
Listen, I know. Now, I got caught up on Uncanny, I was like, as soon as 28 hit the damn... No! Yeah.
But, I actually think this issue was stronger because it chose to focus on, like, the team-up characters. Everyone going after the orb that was neat, it's a cool action scene, everyone can be like, I know these characters from the movies.
Right.
But, you know, I'm curious, and they have kind of, like, been carefully doling out the investigation teams. And I like that they all meet up. It's not like, you know, like an issue later, so-and-so.
Yeah, like, so now...
Everyone's up to speed, and we're going to get, like, you know, like, next issue's going to be, like, the info dump, where we're trying to...
Exactly. That's what I'm... And that's happening in issue 5, and there's still 3 more issues left of story. I really do think that Jason... I like Jason Aaron's event.
But yeah, I think... It was Maybe Jason Aaron that gave it, like, a 2 out of 10 and said that, like, we're spinning our wheels here. And I was like, man...
Please, guys.
Like, I'm not saying that it's incredible, but what is incredible about this is that we're halfway through it.
It's like Infinity was spinning invisible wheels.
That's true. I'm not bored. It's coming out, like, man, as much as I'm not super wild about Mike Diodato in general, like, he kept a schedule, man.
Yep. He sure did.
And, like, the momentum of this, like, it's exciting, it's interesting.
He's one of the last guys, like, from that era where it mattered to be on the deadline.
Yeah, so I mean,
he and Mark Bagley.
It's exciting. It's really exciting.
I'm really digging Original.
You know, it's not like 3 months later, issue 5 comes out,
right?
You know, like
all the books have already.
Dude, that was like 8 months.
Did you see the Deadpool thing that they're doing? Speaking of Forever Evil.
Oh, every 52 covers you, or every 52 issues of some issue of Deadpool, you get like some super limited variant where he's like doing the
3D lenticular thing, yeah.
Which is what DC's doing this year for their September thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they do gimmick covers every year, it seems. Or they do a gimmick every year.
Villain
it was
month,
like
superhero
issue, and then last year it was Villain Month with like the funky covers, and now I think it's Future's End.
Yeah, Future's End, that's one.
With the holographic lenticular covers.
So, yeah, but I'm digging it. I really am. I really want to read more of the Original Sin spinoffs. Like, you know,
maybe. Maybe Jason Aaron will write a Doctor Strange book.
Maybe. I'd like a Doctor Strange book from someone who I like.
I would not be upset
you
with
know,
that.
I would be fine with that, you know. Like,
what about Bendis?
If we get Uncanny Bendis?
It's a crapshoot, man. Like, I don't, like
hey, he wrote him in some Uncanny, and I liked it.
Yeah, but He's used him before in New Avengers, and it wasn't good.
Okay.
And he kind of, like, he depowered him so they could have Dr. Voodoo, Master of the Mystic Arts. Dr. Voodoo, Sorcerer Supreme. And that didn't take off. He wanted to push Brother Voodoo to, like, the top echelon of, like, character popularity the way he did Luke Cage. Because Bendis has this weird fixation with 70s stuff.
Oh.
Which, I mean, it works for X-Men, because that's, like, you know, the joint.
70s X-Men is the best X-Men.
Hey, what book is it that I've read recently? Was it in Uncanny? That had Wiccan as the Sorcerer Supreme.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's in Battle of the Atom.
That's okay. That's right.
He was in the future X-Men or whatever.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, I was thinking it was X-Men.
It's like where I remember there was a future Kitty Pryde, and I forgot that was Rays in Disguise.
Right, yeah.
I couldn't. No one was mentioning it in any reviews, and it was like. Anyway. I'm really, really enjoying Original Sin. I hope it continues on this route. Man, whoever writes it, I hope they get Fraser Irving to draw it. Like, I would be all about that. Like I don't have any original, like, pages, but if I could ever buy one, I would probably buy that one page from Uncanny of just Doctor Strange sitting there. It was really cool.
It was a cool page.
There you go, Fraser Irving and Kieran Gillen.
I've said this before. I mean, Fraser Irving, I'm a huge fan of his, but Clarion the Witch Boy was
Clarion
like...
Clarion the Witch Boy Hotel?
Yep. That was one of my... Like, I would love original art from that, too, because it was gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But, yeah. Original Sin, two thumbs way, way up.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you're, like, you're hanging out this long, you know, like, check it out from the library as a trade, and you'll be surprised. I hope, you know, the internet doesn't ruin it for you more than we do, I guess.
Oops.
Do you guys think that Fury has always been an LMD, or do you think that that's just from where he used the last of the Infinity formula on Bucky at the end of Fear itself?
I think
Bucky
that's what that was. Well, no.
Some people are like, it'd be super awesome if it turned out that every Nick Fury from, like, you know, ever would have been an LMD, and
that's stupid.
I was like, that's really dumb.
It was at the end of that one book where he did the blood transfusion with Marcus, and...
They took the Infinity formula out of him in Battle Scars.
Right.
And they were trying to come up with every excuse possible to not have Nick Fury around, and then they were like, oh shit, people responded really negatively to this.
So they're going to make him a Watcher, and they're going to make him immortal.
I was just wondering about something, but there is no original art from Fraser Irving. It's all digital.
Nice.
It exists.
Dude, fucking crushes it drawing on that iPad.
Yeah. It looks awesome. I just wondered because I wanted to see how much it was, but there are none.
So awesome.
Looking at how his art is processed and stuff, I'm kind of not surprised. I wonder if he used to do pre-digital art. He had to for Clarion, because it didn't exist then, sort of. All right.
Last comic question I had was, and I forgot to bring it up last episode, what did you guys think about Rosario Dawson joining Daredevil?
I have no strong feeling one way or the other. People seem to think that she's going to be playing Elektra.
And Vincent D'Onofrio is Kingpin.
I've heard that she is going to be Elektra. Hey, it could be Karen Page.
Well, I've heard Karen Page, and then I've heard another chick's name.
Whatever, like...
It's like, yeah, they're going to hire Rosario
whatever
Dawson for Karen
website
Page.
Website that they could pull Daredevil's girlfriend's name off of. Who is a female Daredevil characters, and they look at a list, and they're like... This one. The article about her being this one. And
she's
60 million clicks on Facebook later.
I would assume they
good job,
her
kid.
Because she's done action scenes.
That's true. I mean, I don't know.
I'm okay with it.
Oh, I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with Rosario Dawson. I liked Trance a lot, which is the last thing I saw her in.
I didn't get to see Trance. Was it good?
It's good. People seem to have forgot Danny Boyle exists now, for some reason. But... Yeah, I mean, you know. I like her. I'm keeping, like, whatever with these Netflix series. Like, if they're good, that's super great. I'm, you know, not... It's not, like, heart attack level Rian Johnson Star Wars, like, frightening to me, whatever they do. The sky's the fucking limit, and they can do whatever they want. Because, you know, if I don't like Jessica Jones, I can just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know? Or if I don't like Iron Fist, I can just ignore it.
But God, they better do a good Iron Fist.
I hope so. I mean, I hope you're not thinking he's going to go to China, Mike, because I don't think he is.
I
don't think he is.
They'll wait for the movie for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So, I mean, if they turn out to be good, that's great. I mean, I'm not... I don't know. It's
God, could you imagine if the Iron Fist series and the Defender series does well and they do an Iron Fist Seven Deadly Weapons movie?
I'm kind of wondering when Marvel's going to get the Punisher rights back, because that seems like to be an obvious thing for, like, this next... If they do... If these are successful...
They don't have them back?
I thought they had them back.
Maybe they do.
I mean, yeah, Punisher would be perfect for a Netflix show.
Yeah, I was like, I figured they would almost definitely do that. Just, like, make it as much like Breaking Bad as possible, and then automatically you have, like, you know, the internet loving you.
I mean, you could make it TVMA. I mean, well, you could make it as...
I really do kind of feel like you could do the Punisher in L.A. very easily as a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blade, Punisher, and Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider back.
Wow, Ghost Rider came back really quick, considering its Spirit of Vengeance came out more recently than Rise of the Silver.
Yeah, Sony was like, hey, go ahead.
Blade, Ghost Rider, and who? Punisher? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Blade.
We'll no, there was no new Blade coming.
No.
I don't think... Like, House of...
I don't know, guys, Blade, you say TV that now!
Didn't really light the world on.
Wait till Comic-Con.
You think so? Maybe that's, maybe that'll be the second round of TV series.
That's kind of
Marvel Knights. That'll be the team up show.
Punisher and Blade.
Punisher, Blade, Ghost Rider, and
clearly be the new Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
Blade, Punisher, Ghost Rider, and I don't know,
Elektra.
I was thinking about how
Dupe.
The new Ghost Rider
and Dupe.
I was thinking the new Ghost Rider series is essentially like Rumble in the Bronx.
Oh.
Oh shit, but no, hang on. That would actually work because Ghost Rider now is in LA, as is Punisher. Huh. Hmm.
And it's not really like Blade has like a hometown. Move in LA.
Hollywood vampires would be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
And you know, here's the interesting
thing.
Dude,
Tim, what's his name?
Ooh! And if we're gonna be in Wonder, if we're gonna be in LA, we could just have Wonder Man.
It's true.
I was thinking Cloak and Dagger, but.
Oh, well, Cloak and Dagger would be cool too. That would be fun.
As
and
the Marvel Knights.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Knights.
Maybe it'll be a Black Panther TV series, and they'll literally do like the Coming to America thing that the client sort of starts with, and Priest's Black Panther. By the way, do you guys know that Priest is coming back to write Quantum and Woody?
I saw that. Yeah. It's just,
holy isn't that fucking
shit.
Wild?
I can't believe that.
Like 23 years later, there's
Quantum
and Woody by him, but Priest coming back to comics should be a huge story.
Yeah,
it's not.
Who is it?
Christopher Priest. He wrote like I don't care anyone says best Black Panther comics ever. Like it has its hills and valleys, but like they're great. If you
Black
might be
Panther,
able to,
I think Black Panther would be a cool Netflix series.
If you can find the graphic novel client, Priest is great. Like, for real. And after a while, he just stopped going by Christopher Priest. He just goes
by
Priest.
He's
written some great stuff. Anyway. All right, well, speaking of the Punisher, let's talk about the closing of... I guess it's the closing of this first arc of Punisher. Mm-hmm. Like, the conflict with Electro definitely ends in issue 6, but it doesn't feel like they capped it off. And it's weird, because it seems to be the same thing with, like, Black Widow, where there's, like, no concrete stopping point.
Yeah, it's almost like a story of the week.
Well, it,
especially with Black Widow.
It feels like a TV show.
It very much feels like a TV... Like, here's the thing. Is it's like this... For me, it's this weird place between where it's like a single-issue story, but it's also continuing, so you don't necessarily know where to stop.
It's like they're trying to do whatever Mark Waid did for Daredevil. I don't know if it's working.
I mean, to some degree. But, you know, at the end, there's also no, like, next issue, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. Spider-Man will return in 30 days. See all of this and more. So, it's weird. And the thing with Punisher is, like, I really love that first issue. The second and third issue are good. The fourth issue is really good. The one where he's confronting him in the warehouse, I think. That might have been the third issue. I don't know. Like, the world he set up for the Punisher, Nathan Edmondson, of which I'm a big fan, is enjoyable. I like it. Yet somehow the story's, like, conclusion was not as satisfying as I had hoped.
It wasn't satisfying at all for me. In fact, the last two issues... I thought were subpar.
I don't think they were
See,
bad. They were
last
no, I said subpar.
At the same time, it feels like... it felt like that issue where she confronts the Indestructible Man on the boat, that was going to immediately continue into something else. And then it continues,
right,
and like, it doesn't. And it starts with this other thing with Daredevil in California that was very odd. And to some degree, that's kind of what happened with Punisher, I guess. It didn't feel like Domino, who had been established, like, is showing up the issue, like, I think at the end of issue 4, when she shows up in 6, it felt like it was going to be a bigger thing than it did, where she just shows up and, like, you know, like, kicks Frank in the knee and bonks him on the head with, like, a hammer, and he's unconscious, and then leaves. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, it's issue 7 is the one that came out this past week.
I'm just wondering if they're doing 12 and 13 issue stories. Like, I mean, if they're doing seasons.
There's a possibility of it. I mean, overall, I like Punisher better than I like Black Widow. I actually think Black Widow's kind
of... I do, too. I think Punisher's...
I think it's suffering from the same problem that, like, Indestructible Hulk did, and that they had a premise, but they didn't really, like...
Could be. I love the art in Black Widow, though.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is. Phil Noto's a great artist. But there's... Punisher is an okay book. I wish it was living up to the strength of that first issue. But
first issue
area,
was so
it's
good.
Not failing, I think, both of these books is the art. Like, I still think Miss Gerrard is crushing it.
I think sometimes on Punisher, it's, like, the quality is vary so much from the beginning to the end of the issue that I feel like it's rushed by the end of it. And it kind of ruins a lot of the wrap-up of whatever that issue is. I felt panel-wise and just figure-wise... while I do really like him, I do think maybe the schedule is a little too hectic on him, because it does feel rushed by the end of it.
And that's the problem, is I think after 5 issues of build-up to the secondary confrontation with Electro, should have been a bigger deal as opposed to, like, you know,
just kinda
4 issues of Electro tearing shit up and then, like, them fighting and then Electro, like, being taken away by AIM or whatever to go be an Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I just...
But, however... The thing with the rubber bullets was fucking great.
Yes, it was.
Because I had never thought of that, ever. Yeah. He's like, it's not going to kill you, but it's going to hurt like crazy. And I was like, oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
Shooting Electro with rubber bullets.
And there's nothing that electrical powers can do about it.
Seems really good. It was very, very, very clever. And I wish they... Like, and that's the thing in Amazing Spider-Man. They say, weren't you just chumped out by the Punisher? Chump. Like, they don't literally say that, but that's what he gets so angry in that bar in that first issue of Amazing Spider-Man.
You're thinking of Wally West. Because he calls people chump.
Oh.
In the New 52.
Does he?
Yeah. He's got a hoodie on, calls people chump.
He's supposed
my back,
to,
chump.
He's supposed to be a streetwise urban kid, and he says chump? Yes. Well, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I like to use chump because it's like one of those goofy insults that's fallen out of favor for more, like, explicitly vulgar things.
Yes. This, like, is meant as a powerful moment.
Like, oh, man. What's the, like, schnook? I love schnook.
Schnook.
Oh, my God. Because it's inherently funny. Like, don't be a schnook.
Oh, my God. It's like you have an Italian t-shirt on or whatever. In the tank top. I was a little... I didn't feel the last few issues of Punisher were as good as the beginning.
I'm not feeling the love.
This last one, though, this issue 7, have you read it?
Does he tear shit up? Because that's what I loved about that first issue.
I just want to see more of that. I feel like the...
Have you read 7 yet?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel like the Electra pairing is... Electro pairing was as inspired as he thought as ended up being.
It's a neat idea, but the thing was the execution was like, oh, man... Can't wait to see how he comes up with a way to beat him, and the way he came up to beat him with
was awesome.
Awesome. It's just that, like, that moment didn't linger long enough for it to matter, because Frank ultimately, loses sight of Electro, and he gets away, and we continue with this ongoing plot. I do like the Punisher cave underneath the sewer, and I like that Loot finds his way back there and has a little tracking thing on his ear. All right. I mean, it's been uneven, but ultimately I do like the book. It's just that, like, I like that first issue where, like, they do action the way I play Far Cry, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm killing crocodiles with, like, you know,
C4.
Yeah. Somebody's touching your gun and you just blow their fingers off.
Yeah. I was telling Chris and Michael in Smashbreaker how yesterday I drove a Jeep off the side of a mountain trying to hit a tiger.
Nice!
I crashed the Jeep into the tiger and went over the side of a cliff.
Nice.
I'm like, there's nothing not awesome about that.
Yeah.
Greg Rucka should write Doctor Strange.
Oh, I'd be about that.
Greg Rucka should write everything!
Greg Rucka's New Avenger or Young Avengers.
They should let him go hang out at DC again.
Well, I think he has a better understanding of how kids are more than some of the people that are doing Young Avengers.
Has
not
kids.
To be mean. I mean, I don't know anything about Ryan Q. North's life, and I don't know what he's taking over from Gillen. You know, but if you read interviews with Gillen about Young Avengers, they're interesting interviews. They really are.
Just the book didn't come across that way.
No, it didn't come across what he was trying to do, and at the same time, he's also not trying to portray how kids are as much as he's like, read some of those interviews. They're good.
Yeah. Well, he does a Tumblr thing, and he did a breakdown of each issue and did, like, pretty much...
I do look at his Wicked and Divine Tumblr page.
Yeah, I mean, he did like a breakdown of each issue, panel by panel, music influences, all that fun stuff, so.
He does have that podcast that he does where he just talks to other writers and his friends.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what it's called.
Gearing on Friends.
I mean, I don't know, it just felt like a lot of setting up for, like, a huge thing, and after, you know, he does all that awesome stuff. I mean, I guess the point was, like, yeah, Castle kind of really can't stand up to people outside of his power level. And they're like, oh.
And so, in issue 8, he gets Extremis.
No, please. Please don't. I thought they were really doing, like, a realistic military story thing coming up in Punisher, but maybe that's a future issue coming up.
Next one's pretty...
Well, sweet.
It definitely sets the seeds for that.
So sadly, we must leave you guys, but in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do, such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch, at Clinch Band, and clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch, and also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends, Engineer Nerd, of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find him on Twitter, at Engineer Nerd, and you can also listen to him on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at AFBlues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David, at FakeEyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee, at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam!